Track 3, Gifts of the Present. On the last track, we discussed the importance of forgiveness and letting go in order to achieve happiness. On this track, we will examine how living in the present is vital to deflating your holiday letdown. Your judgment, agitation, and mental clutter, so common in our experience, comes from excessive interest in the past and the future, but perhaps not the present. Do you agree? Another word for quiet is now. Can you guess what one thing keeps you from feeling calm and effective in the present? It begins with an A, and the word is anxiety. Think for a moment. Do you feel you're not living in the present and fearing the future? Are you truly in the present moment in your car or at home as you listen to this CD? If you have spent a lifetime, not just this past Christmas season, avoiding looking at something, you may be tempted to conclude that there must be a good reason for not being present in the moment. Ask yourself mentally, are you in the habit of oscillating between a state of anxious anticipation and small discouragements, sort of like waves that break against a beach, accomplishing little, then turning back on themselves? Thinking about a situation that happened over this past holiday season, let's go back to the gift you gave your 16-year-old daughter discussed on a previous track. What is your gift that you gave or action you took that was not received in the ideal way you had it painted in your mind? Does the word martyrdom come to mind, perhaps? Or else did you pursue something that when you actually got it, like the perfect color-coordinated bow for the package, the perfectly constructed toy for your child, or the perfect chocolate chip cookie for Christmas morning, did you feel that something was really missing? And that even though to you it turned out perfect, and the bow, the toy, or the cookie were without any real significance and enduring satisfaction, do you sort of feel like through this entire holiday season you were rushing after something like the waves, only to turn away and rush after something else again? Only the form of what you are chasing after varies, but the basic pattern remains undisturbed. It's almost as if you are acting like anything at all, is preferable to remaining mentally in the present. Be in the past, be in the future, but don't be in the now. Our life makes contact with us at the point known as the now. So, what does that sentence mean? Our life makes contact with us at the point known as the now. To the degree that your thoughts are lost in past regrets or future scheming is the degree that you are missing out on what is happening to you this moment as you listen to this CD. Look outside your car window right now or around the room in which you sit. Feel present to what you see, hear, smell, and can touch with your hands. What is the present? So, what's the big deal, you might say? Well, the big deal is it is only in the present in which you can feel happiness. For today, for this moment, what would happen if you decided to release your past pain from the past couple of months? Not all, just as much as you can, and not even forever, just for a few seconds. Think of a past unhappiness. Now, envision it perhaps floating away or however you released it, and we talked about this on the last track. Maybe open and close your hand. Maybe say, release, release. Some people are visual, others tactile, and others auditory. So with that said, do you ever feel so subtly a shift inside regarding the person or event that happened over the past couple months? If not, try again. Think of a situation, the person, the circumstances, then release just a little, not all, and just for a few seconds, either visually, tactily, or auditorially. Now here's what I mean in this exercise. If you are a visual person, perhaps view the whole scene floating away into the air like smoke and drifting up into the sky. If you are a tactile person, squeeze one of your hands closed and envision the situation in one of those hands, then open your hand. If you are an auditory person, say to yourself or out loud, I release this situation. So what are you left with? When will you enjoy your child? When will you be truly present to hear a friend or significant other? When will you roll down your car window ever so slightly if it's cold outside to feel the breeze passing over your cheek? Will there finally come a meal in which you will taste, really taste your food? Just where are you going anyway? All you will ever discover about the future is that it remains the future, just as the past stays the past, behind you, not with you. With these thoughts in mind, do you ever feel like you're missing something of real value by continually mulling over past pains and fussing over future plans? Where is happiness found? You probably guessed it. Happiness is found in the present. Happiness is a feeling, right? You can only feel in the present right now, this second, what you feel. Obviously, what I'm talking about may take a certain amount of uncomfortable effort on your part to walk past your ordinary way of doing things. Yet, once you decide to focus on the present, not all the time, of course, but every now and then, your thoughts, ideas, and awarenesses become clear. The martyrdom, testiness, and suffering from the holidays only have the power that you give them. All you have to do is to decide to begin. Could you ever say the following sentence to yourself and honestly mean it? And I'll repeat it twice. People do not have to behave themselves for you to love them and be happy. People do not have to behave themselves for you to love them and to be happy. Now, to help live in the present, let's try this exercise I'll call Let Go of the Past. I believe this exercise will aid you to realize how much you define yourself by your past and will help you to release it to make your life more full and happy in the present. It has three parts. Here it is. Number one, make a list of three situations in which you felt some emotion, which you term as negative. For example, you felt embarrassed, ashamed, angry, hurt, annoyed, etc. over this past holiday season. And number these three experiences on the piece of paper, experience one, experience two, and experience three. Now here's the second step. Now make a separate list on a different sheet of paper. Place the number one at the top, two in the middle, and three towards the bottom in the left-hand margin, corresponding to the numbers on your first list. Now write down what you learned from the three experiences on the first sheet of paper. Some positive aspect of that situation that you could not see at the time and possibly could have a positive effect on who you are today. So step number one, you have your problem sheet. Step number two, you have your gains or positive sheet. Step number three, now take the first list of three negative experiences and destroy it. Now just don't throw it away, tear it up, burn it, make snowflakes out of it. Whatever you feel is the best way for you to let go of those three negative holiday ghosts from the past. All you have left now is your second sheet of paper, your second list, right? The ones with the positive aspects that make you you today. Concentrate on that list because this is a catalog of who you are in the present right now. Be that person that uses the knowledge from their encounters to act as building blocks to formulate positive mental filters, replacing the old negative ones. Do you see how selectively changing your perspective changes your feelings about the past wounds, or not the person or the circumstance that creates your reality? On this track, we discussed how living in the present is vital to an enduring happiness. You were provided with the letting go of the past exercise. Now, on the next track, we will examine the importance of gaining a personal awareness of a crisis situation through stopping and starting, or something I will call pausing between the pearls. Question 3. Where is happiness found?